The Irma Healed Me, Aftermath and Conclusions. Hello again. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of November 6, 2024. I wanted several days to pass before writing this video with the aftermath and the conclusions to my strong experience with the Irma on the early morning of the 15th of October, 2024. It has been exactly 22 days now, and I think it has been more than enough time to draw some conclusions. This strong, life-changing experience I had with the Irma is not for everyone. So I was quite reluctant to publish it, at least until the experience itself matured in my mind and my persona. I had to think about the consequences of publishing such a thing, but anyhow, this is not a normal YouTube channel. This is also why so many days passed between the day of my experience, October 15th, and the day I published the videos about it. Although for humans on Earth, what the Irma did to me was a ritual, I strongly disagree with that word as I see it charged with terrible cabal things, or at least with summoning things that are not good, let's leave it there. Yet there isn't any other word on earth to describe what went on there, I know. The Irma are not Lyrian, they are feline, and therefore their concept of reality differs a lot from ours, even more so from one of Earth's humans. Their perception range of their everyday reality, as they perceive it with their normal bodily senses, is much broader, meaning that it includes aspects which we consider to belong to astral realms, yet for them, those aspects are just more normal objective hard reality. This means that how we define the world of the living as Lyrians differs a lot from how the Irma would describe it, and we only have some aspects of it which overlap and where we agree, even as two different species. From our Lyrian understanding and point of view, the Irma are far more spiritual and etherical, physically living, at least partially, in what we call the world of the spirits, which is only more everyday life for them. One thing that characterizes them a lot is that you almost cannot ask them for help, they have to come to you. Especially with these kinds of things. I did not ask for help, I was invited by them, perhaps because it was in their best interest that I should heal from what was ailing me. As they said, I am supposed to be family, because I am an Irma soul in a Lyrian body, which is something I knew well before this incident. I am an Irma starseed in a Tejetan, Lyrian body, and this brings me to say something important. Starseeds are not something that happens only on Earth, as it is part of the natural immigration of souls having experience after experience in countless civilizations and genetic races all over the universe. Yet today, I am Lyrian, I am human, and I have no problem with that, I am happy in this skin, except for the collection of ailments I have been accumulating, but that is another thing. It looks like the Irma took me into some sort of summoning chamber where they talk to their spirit guides, or however they want to call them. They managed to get me into a strong trance they caused using their natural sounds. This means they did not use any type of technology, they did it as they have for thousands of years, or perhaps even more, the old way, the natural way. I now believe that what I saw in that trance was at least partially my interpretation of that being. For example, as one of my friends pointed out, the etheric lion was electric blue, which happens to be my favorite color. Although I don't really have a favorite color, as it depends on what object, thing, creature, or whatever it is on, so I love them all, and they are all complementary in my mind. Then the interpretation and the very name I used over and over, the cosmic cat, is again mine, as I love the concept, and for me, that what I saw while in the astral was indeed a cosmic cat, or the cosmic cat, although the Irma do not have such a concept. It looks like the Irma spirit opened my unconscious, read it all, and exposed it to me. And what it made me see is quite within the lines of how diabetes is interpreted esoterically on Earth, and it is as a strong guilt that manifests an incapability to enjoy the good things of life. A strong feeling that I do not deserve to fully enjoy the sweetness of life, which translates to far more things than only the inability to eat candy. In my case, it came from the strong guilt complex I was feeling for having lost my mother and my life on Earth, which I was enjoying, because I felt that I had done wrong and that I had made a horrible mistake. And I was indeed enjoying life on Earth. I can see this through the several hundreds of photographs I still have, where I am always smiling and laughing, with my mom never far from me. About the horrible mistake I made, for those who don't know what I am talking about, in a few words, I was stupid enough to play the hero when I was 13 years old, and take a starship to time jump irresponsibly, as I had no idea what I was doing. All I knew was how to push those buttons I had seen my mother flip before, so basically I got lost and I never again saw my mother and my world. The encounter with the Irma spirit guide, with what I will always call the cosmic cat, made me understand the genesis of my health problem, as it exposed in detail what was in my unconscious mind. 22 days after this incident with the cosmic cat, my type 1 diabetes is gone, as if it had never existed, to the point where I can binge on chocolate and my blood sugar returns to normal a couple of hours later. Yet I am fully conscious of how cells work and how damaging sugar is for them. I am also quite conscious that cells simply get tired of producing hormones when abused, in this case, insulin. I am very thankful to this ship's surgeon, Sane Trey, and to Kara and Anna, our other two medical doctors, for having tried so hard to fix me as best as they could. They placed me inside Tejetan medical dry pods and filled me intravenously with stem cells, mother cells, to heal my pancreas, and I endured torture for several weeks, where I was constantly being pricked and tested, as well as having intravenous serum and whatever else constantly in my arms. After all that effort and all that torture, they could not heal me, perhaps because the psychological and etheric component that was manifesting my problem was too strong. In this case, I did require the intervention of the Irma. No matter how advanced medical technology may be, it will never be able to heal anyone if the true cause of the illness is on the side of the spirits, from where the mind is constantly manifesting and re-manifesting it. This makes me see that it might be a good idea to make a video comparing how medicine is seen from the Earth-human point of view, the Tejetan one, and finally, the one of the Irma, as they are all quite different. Now here I must point out that the Irma healed me from my horrible type 1 diabetes, yet they did not from all the other barrage of other things I was carrying along, including the fungus-based lung infection which I am still suffering, as well as other crew members who were also strongly affected by it, like DK and little Yaji. We cannot simply ask the Irma to cure us from this as well, because as I said above, they have to offer this sort of help, and in this case of an infection, however bothersome and dangerous it may be, it is a foreign pathogen invasion, so I guess it is more physical and easier to resolve with medical technology. I can see with the Irma that you can never order a cat to do anything. The feline must want to cooperate, and this goes for big and small ones. In conclusion, I love what the Irma did for me and how they healed me, and I will be eternally grateful to them. It was a life-changing experience simply to have been in their presence, there with them, in their ship. It is very different from ours, as it reflects their culture and mentality, where we can see that everything is cat for them, everything has to do with them, and is always centered in them, as an extremely proud alpha species. I see nothing wrong with that. I do not see them as egocentric, as they are also so extroverted and empathic with all others. They are so proud and loving that it rubs off onto everyone else which they call their friends. I guess that if you are a 3-meter-tall lion or tiger, and a member of a dominant interstellar race, it is easy to have a well-nourished and healthy ego self. That's understandable. Talking about the procedure they performed on me, as you can see, I have a resistance to call it a ritual. Notice that it was performed by lions and tigers exclusively. It was a power demonstration, where they wanted, or needed the two biggest and strongest Irma subraces to be there. Smaller Irma subraces, such as panthers and leopards among others, were missing and nowhere to be seen. I missed seeing little Kirai Kaikotsa, the young leopard communications cadet we all know from his jokes, like placing his paw in front of the camera of whoever is talking. I always have a lot of fun placing a leopard paw in front of Ari's face or mine in my videos, as Kirai Kaikotsa does that in real life when I talk to Ari, who has a lot of patience with him. Another noticeable thing is that the performers were all male, again demonstrating the peak strength and power of the Irma race and culture. And at the very end, I do not know who the little orange kitty was, but I interpret him as a guide that was to take me out of the trance and back into the material world as I know it. And as a last comment, the Irma stayed with my shoes, they did not return them with me, and I feel somewhat shy to ask for them back, if they still exist. I don't know if they simply missed them, or they are keeping them as souvenirs, I do not know. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie Swart.